I just, when I was waiting on God yesterday and pondering how I do, I just felt the Lord saying he wants to stir the gifts up that are within us. And I saw him just stirring, and I'm going, wow, I need to be stirred up. You know, I need to be on fire with his presence. And so that's what I saw, and about the embers, you know, where I'm going to talk. But in 2 Timothy verse 1, verse 6, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you, through the laying of hands. But today I'm just saying to stir the gift. And for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I don't know whether any of you have been watching, Toronto has had an amazing conference on, and the power and the anointing that's been there. I've been sitting in my chair going, whoa. And, you know, the anointing came, and it was like the glory of his presence was just there. And it was like God saying, I want to stir up the gift that is within you, to let the fire, you know, who had an old Kent fire? Still got one. You know, and you light, you know, you have it all going all day, and then you put coal at night, and then it just stays nice and warm for when you get up in the morning. But then you have to pork, as my mother would say, pork, poke the emblems. Emblems to get it on fire again, to get the fire back, and then you put the wood on. And I just feel that's what God's saying to us. If we get stir up the fire that is within us, you know, some of our fires have gone so low, and we need a good pork, as my mother would say. You remember it now, won't you? Good pork, and get the fire going again, and then just feed it with the wind of the Holy Spirit, feed it with the Word of God, feed it with prayer, feed it with the intercession and really pressing into God. I love being with people that are on fire. I love being, you know, I remember Heidi, and she just hugged me, and I got ignited, and I could hardly walk, that, you know, Heidi Baker. But it's being with people. I was with, you can't kick me, but I was with Doris for lunch the other day, and it was just like together, we just caught on fire, didn't we? The fire of his presence, talking about him, talking about just, you know, what he's done and what he's doing in our families, what he is, and it's like, it just sets the fire going. And some of our gifts need a good poke. Yeah. Pork. They do. Our giftings. I just loved it. You know, these prophetic words that came forth. It could be singing in the spirit. There's more things that God wants you to do. Stir up the gifts within you. Stir them up. Stir them up. I've got that quite through. And set us on fire, Lord. I've got here quite through. Stir me up, Lord. Come on. Stir me up, Lord. Stir me up, Lord. Stir me up, Lord. Let there be a fire. A fire of his presence. Fire of his presence. Yes, and it's like, you know, I love that scripture where it says, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Yet we, a lot of people, just hang on to fear like I don't know what. When I minister to people, there's so much fear and torment. But God doesn't give you a spirit of fear. The enemy's the one to take you out, to bring fear of man, to bring fear and you know, where you stop not doing what God calls you to do. I was at Chartwell Coffee Shop, and I was sitting there, and this lady went past, and I just thought, she is going to come back, and she is going to sit with me. Sure enough, can I sit with you? And there was empty chairs everywhere, and she sits down, and she pours her heart story out. But I was stirring up the gift of love. I wanted the embers of love to flow over her. I want her to feel the presence of God. She just lost her husband. And then she said, will you pray for me? I said, I'd love to pray for you. So I held her hand and we prayed together. And it was like just an igniting of a friendship. She rang me the next day. I gave her my card and I'm going, okay. But it's like God is saying that, you know, to set the fire of love in our hearts. Because when you do it, it brings a joy. It brings freedom. Someone's phoned. And I love it, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Someone was saying on TV that there are so many people on antidepressants. And it's all right if you need them for a season. But it's like we really need to get our minds on the things of God. And there's so many depressed people. We see when God sets the fire in us, those things go out the door. I have been on antidepressants. I had a burnout. So I'm not telling you off. I'm just saying that it's just about 3/4 of the world are on antidepressants. And we've got the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We've got the cross of Jesus. We've got the blood of Jesus. We've got the answers. Wow. Wow. Holy is the Lord. I just really got a down a from heaven when I said that God's given us the answers. And we just need to read the word and to open it up and to catch on fire. Stir me up, Lord. Stir me up, Lord. Stir me up. And I've just got my notes. Don't fall asleep. Don't go into a slumber. Don't go into depression. Don't go, I can't do this anymore. If you've been hurt, let's get it. Let the Lord heal your brokenness. Don't stay in that place. The enemy, he hates it when we go forward. And so that makes me want to kick him more. He hates it when we push forward. He hates it when we're on fire. When we talk about the glory of God, the enemy hates it, but he's been defeated. He and the glory of God is getting more and more stronger in this room. It's like the power of his presence. Hallelujah. The power of his presence. So God said, don't slumber. Don't sleep. Don't stop reading the word of God. Don't stop praying, interceding. I heard that intercession, people that really intercede, their faces are engraved in heaven. It's amazing what God is doing while we're walking the earth. You know, we have a book of life. And I'm just in this presence. But, you know, the good things that we do are written down. And as I said in my book, I saw it opened and there was some blood, some red. And those are the times when I hurt the Lord. But he's washed it with the blood of Jesus. But I know that I want to run to the end. I want to run the race that's set before me. That when I stand before the throne of God, don't you want to hear good and faithful servants? To hear that, to say, God, you know, we might be all in there. The Lord's return could come and you could be behind me and I'll be listening. I think everything's private, but it's like, you know, you just don't know. And I just feel the Lord's return is coming. I had a dream this morning, well, just as I was waking up about 5-ish. And in it, New Zealand just got absolutely, the rain came. There was floods everywhere. Nobody could open their door because it was up to here. And I don't know what it means, but I just feel it's the latter rain of what God's going to do. I believe God's going to soak New Zealand in the things of God. Intercessors, intercessors, you need to pray and to pray. To break through. This is why God said, don't be lazy, don't slumber. whatever your gifting, use it for the kingdom. And I tell you, my gifting is used far more out there than what it is in here. I touch people most days. I'm allowed to pray for people. People, they come. They just come. I'll sit down, they'll come. And if you say, God, I want a divine appointment, God will give you somebody to speak to. See, God wants to stir up the things within us today, to set our hearts on fire. Whoa. The fire of his presence. Can't you feel it? Just to be stirred up in the anointing of God. I know when I've been so stirred up that I thought I was going to die. And I'm just saying, and they go, more, Lord. And I'm going, I can't take any more. But I want that. I want more than I've ever had. That I can hardly breathe because the presence of heaven is there. And that's what God is doing in this hour. His presence is so strong. Stir me up, Lord. Give me a good poke. Pork. You see, in stirring up your spiritual gifts, what does it do? It encourages other people. It edifies other people. The gifts today that were used, it made us think. It made us dwell on God. It took us to the Father. Those prophetic words today were right from the throne. And he even said, I want to put eyeself on your eyes to see like you've never seen before. We are in the time now where God wants us to see things that are hidden. See, you know, in Jeremiah 33:3, oh, I love it. I get this number all the time. It comes up. You know when you wake up to go to the bathroom? On there's 333. I'm going, there we go again. Remember my son-in-law, when he was in the accident, on my the clock on the car was 333. And I'm going, wow, God. And I get it over and over again. And I think this scripture is a now scripture. We all know it. Call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. It's so powerful. Call to me. He's saying, call to me. I will stir up the gift within you. You call to me and I hear you and I answer you. God said, if you want to prophesy, you call to me and you will prophesy. If you want to teach the word, evangelize, call to me and I will answer you. But here he says, I will show you great and mighty things. This is the hour and the time and the moment that we're coming into. Great and mighty things. Do you want to see great and mighty things? Whoa, he's here. He's saying, do you want it? I just feel he's offering it to you. He's saying, come, I will answer you. I will come and I will do. Don't be miserable Christians, but be on fire. Stir up the gift within you. Don't be miserable. Don't think, oh, I've got to go to church on Sunday. Come running to church saying, I want more of your presence. Whoa, holy. Holy is the Lord. Kuraba, yaraba kaskibu kuba, yaraba. And I love that scripture. And this reminds me of Shirley, really. Because it says, I will pray in the Spirit, and I will pray with understanding also. I will sing in the Spirit, and I will sing with understanding. And I just believe when we pray in the Spirit, the fire comes. And when you worship, Shirley says she worships. When you worship, the fire comes. If you sing, if you dance unto the Lord, you know, whatever you do at home, I can't do it now because of my back, but it's going to get better. It's going to get better. The fire of God's on it. But, you know, things that you do and worship and, you know, just really get hold of something new in the Spirit. He wants you to just say, be hungry for my presence, because this is the hour and this is the time that I want to give it to you. It is truly the hour. And he's saying, call out. But get into your heavenly language and just fill yourself up with it. Just fill your inner being in it. And I was listening to Julie Myers on Sid Roth. And she was singing the scriptures over you. And it was scriptures. She just sings scriptures all the time. And she's seen miracle and miracle and miracle as she sings. Now, there's people in here that can sing. They can sing in the scriptures over people. I wished I could do it. By his stripes you are healed. You know, you can just take it. Get Isaiah and just pray it. With the stripes, you are healed. You are healed. You just get a scripture, get the Psalms, and you sing it. Pardon? Okay, who can sing? People that needs a healing. We're going to stir up. Stand up. People wants healing. And I'm going to get someone to sing. Because it says he was wounded. Shirley, would you love to do this? He was wounded for our... See, I'm going into mine.
I wasn't looking at you, Trish.
Well, let's just receive
yes,
this is from the Word of God.
He was despised and rejected by men. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried all of our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. By his stripes we are healed. We thank you, Lord, by your stripes we are healed. Just see his stripes, just see all the wounding, so that you can be healed. We thank you, Lord. Let your healing come. We receive your healing. We receive your stripes, Lord. Heal us, Lord. Heal us, Lord.
Wow. We receive that scripture over us. I couldn't do that, but you see, God's lit the fire in Shirley and she can sing the scriptures. But just let that anointing just soak into you. By his stripes you are healed. By his stripes you are healed in Jesus' name. He took everything upon the cross. Healing belongs to you. Thank you, Jesus. We need more of that, Shirley. Whoa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Healed by his stripes. And yeah. Thank you, Jesus. I just, the word, we're into stirring up, but see, that was a gift. That was stirring up, the gift of health, the gift above to sing in the Spirit. I mean, I've been doing that, singing in the Spirit, singing wherever I go. And it's amazing how it grows and your voice gets stronger. And I'm going, yes, you know, it's just amazing way to pray. David prayed the Psalms, and we can pray exactly the same in Isaiah. Whoa, but stir up. This is what it means here in the Greek from that scripture. Stir up means to kindle afresh, to have a good pork. So some of you, and you know, I see that it's in here that you need to be poked. Is that right? It's just in here? So get a poker and just say, God, I want to stir it up. Stir it up, Lord. Those embers. And the other is, or to keep in full flame. Isn't that amazing? Stir up means to keep it in full flame. And when you have a fire, you have to feed it and feed it. And God is saying, we are to be fed with the things of the Holy Spirit. Whoa. Holy. I'm just feeling that so much. He's wanting us to be on fire. And I, you know, as I said before, I know what people have been through things. I mean, I haven't had an easy week. I was at the specialist and they're changing my medication. But it's like I went in there, just, he said something amazing. And I said, praise the Lord. And he's a Scottish. Oh, yes, Lassie. But it was like, I was so overwhelmed, you know, because I got people to pray. And, you know, and I stirred up the flame and I walked in with God's revelation and wisdom and put it on him, the doctor. Just brush it onto him. He needs wisdom. He doesn't know you, Jesus. But he's, you know, he's going to have the right answers for me, and I'm to receive that, and, you know, to really, so I actually came out so anointed. So anointed. It was like the glory of God was there, and I'm going, whew, I like this place. They help you. They listen to you. They see God does far, far more. Val's laughing. But the anointing's in the car, the anointing's in the doctors, the anointing's wherever you go, isn't it? Wherever you go. And I tell you what, when I go to the toilet, I just get revelation after revelation. I do. Don't waste time on there, pray. I mean, whenever I was praying for anybody and I'm thinking, I'm stuck. And I think, oh, go to the bathroom. And what's their problem, Lord? And then I get a revelation and a word, and I go, woo! It's good, isn't it? God is everywhere. Everywhere. The Montgomerys gave us a CD, DVD of John Kilpatrick. I shared this, but the passion in that man, his wife, hope I tell this right, but his wife went to Toronto and he couldn't go, but she got so plastered and touched. And she brought home the glory, and he would watch his wife. He said she didn't do anything but was with the Lord. Can I do that? And he came home one day, and she had Vineyard music on, and that was the songs that was like at the time, which I loved. And he walked home, and he stood at the door. She didn't know he was there. Had the music on. She was just worshiping, dancing unto the Lord, just worshiping. And it did something in him when he saw the glory on his wife. He said, I want what she's got. a glory hog. But you see how one person changed a church. And that's how Brownsville broke out. John, the wife, was so in love with Jesus, so on fire, so in worship and music and, you know, and he saw it. He saw that she had something that he didn't have. But he went after it and said, and he used to walk around his church praying over every seat, praying, and then on Father's Day, the glory just broke. And they were on fire. If you go back to the old ones, man, the fire in their bellies, and they're running around the place, the keyboard player's falling out, he's playing, and the next minute he's on the floor. You know, someone's playing the trumpet. The glory of God just so touched that place. And it's lovely to put it on and just see the power and the anointing. But John Kirkpatrick said, what is coming is far greater than what happened at Brownsville. Holy is the Lord. Holy is the Lord. It's going to be more and more. But you've got to get happy about it. And just say, God, stir the fire. All this week I want you to say, stir the fire within me. Let me be passionate. And I know a lot of you are, but we've got to go to another level. We've got to lift up much higher. Higher. We're going to another level, and we're going to see. God said he's going to show us things that we've never seen before. What haven't you seen before? I haven't seen a lot of things. You know, there was a meeting we were in at Toronto, and teeth grew. I need them. Every time they pull out a tooth, I'm going, I need that miracle. Yeah. Oh, Lord, should we step out? Who needs new teeth? My faith is. Put your hand up. We'll just go by faith. And also, there was definitely lots of gold teeth. But see, God is creating new things right now. He's creating new organs for Lynette, and new backs for me, and new hearts for people, and new mindsets, and new bones, and new eyes, you know, clear eyes, new finger for Chinny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. See, I need to stir. I need to stir the gift of faith to believe that he'll grow teeth today. And it's like, I was talking to another preacher that really moves into healing, and I said, oh, we need you, because my faith's not high, but that, I've got to stir up the faith. Lord, I just pray where these people haven't got teeth. Just grow them, Lord. Grow them, Lord. Grow them, Lord. No more dentists. I've just paid $1,300 at the dentist. Heal, Lord. Gold teeth. Fillings be filled in Jesus' name. Fillings be healed in Jesus' name. Oh, I'm going to the dentist and get... Hallelujah. Stir the fire, Lord. Stir the fire of passion. Stir the fire of desperation. Stir it. Stir it up. Would it be silly to have a fire tunnel? Why I'm saying this, because the scripture says to stir up the gift. I remind you to stir up the gift of God within you, because hands have been laid on you. And I just feel if you quickly just come, and we'll get the elders and that, to, not you, Lynette, you sit, but just to, Laurie and Robin and of Shirley and Malcolm, help us. But all we want you to do is go through. And when you go through, say, God, I want the gifts stirred up in me. I want to be on fire. I want to go to another level. When I walk through these hands, I'm just feeling the fire of his presence of what he's going to do. Just come and just, but really be. I want the gifts stirred up. I want the old behind me. I want to go forward in him. And so we've got to poke and we'll poke you as you come through. Get the embers going. No, we won't. We will lovingly put our hands on you. Well, you can come up too.